We're starting the top of Lamed Gimel with Aleph, the second line down, Amamak. So, in the discussion, the Gemara was actually in the Pasuk with regards to Zakein and Seva. So, Gemara said over there, Amamak, Yachol Yehedrenu, right, Bimamon. And the term Hadar, right, to give him, adorn him, to glorify him, would be Derech Mamon, which we have to pay money to do this. Tamil Omar, Takum Ve'adarta. Makima, Shein Ba'chisaron Kis, just like getting up. Requires no loss. Hidur, shameful chaserun kis, also the hidur that one provides does not require any monetary expenditure. The kima leipo chaserun kis, is that really true? How do you know that standing up does not incur a loss? Miloskin into kanaki marganito, right? That person is a diamond cutter, right? And then at the hakib achi kaimi kamei, so he gets up to give kavod to this individual, but tell him lachto, and then he ends up stopping his work, and his work is expensive, and every minute counts. So it's very fine work, and therefore he's gonna lose out. Ela akish kima lehidur, the other way around. My hidur shein bo bitul. Just like Hidur does not have any bitul, any bitul melacha. So as Rashi says, Rashi explains, what's be Hidur? Hidur means, Dein lashon Hidur elo nisiut panim, acknowledgement, o b'mamon, o b'kibud dvarim, right? That it's a simple acknowledgement. It doesn't have to require any bitul. Akima shein ba bitul. So to standing up, one is not required to be mevatel from their melacha. Vakishnam hidur l'kima. Now once I have that, I'll be making it the other way around, that hidur l'kima. Ma kima shein b'chisaron kis. Just like now that we know that kima does not require any monetary loss or incurring a monetary loss because it does not have to be mevatel mimlachto. Then afidur shein b'chisaron kis. So to this hidur will not require any monetary expenditure. Mikan amru. So what's the conclusion from this is, ein balei umniot rishayim lamod b'pnei tam yechamim shas uskim bimlachtam. That any professional, artisan professional, is in Rishayim. Here it sounds Rishayim are not permitted to stand up for Talmid Chachamim because they are involved in their labor and their work. So now what does the term Rishayim mean here? They're not permitted. I mean, you could say in Chayavim that they're not obligated, but who says in Rishayim? That depends. Tosus points out, depends who they're working for. If they're working for themselves, right, maybe you could say that in Chayavim. But if you're working for someone else, then in Rishayim, they're not permitted to. Someone else is paying them for their time. They're not permitted to get up to use their time to perform the mitzvah of Nadat Pnei Zakein. Tosus then has an alternative reading that the word Rishayim here can also be used in place of Chayavim. It doesn't mean Rishayim that they're not permitted, but rather Chayavim, they're not obligated. We see in other places that it's used, and that can refer even to when it's their own melacha, but they're not obligated to do it, but they don't have to do it.
Yeah, because vice versa,
then
don't
investigate. Because you have to, we say, well, Hidur could involve, Kima could involve Bitul Melacha. How do you know that Kima does not involve Bitul Melacha? That we learn out from Hidur. Once I know from Hidur there's no Bitul Melacha, then I know Kima has no Chiseron Kis. Once I know Kima has no Chiseron Kis, then I know Hidur has no Chiseron Kis. I need that extra step to get rid of the Bitul Melacha. Alright, so Mar says, well, though, it's really true that they're not required to stand up. That's not. We have a Mishnah in Bikurim. Those Jews who came up with their Bikurim to Yerushalayim, all the professionals, all the artisans that were there, had to stand up when the Mivi'ei Bikurim came. They say, how you doing? They have to give them a big greeting as they come into Yerushalayim. So how come over there by the mitzvah Bikurim they have to get up? Why don't we say the same thing about Talmid Chachamim? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mipneihem Omdim, Mipnei Talmid Chachamim Ein Omdim. You know what? That's right. They stand up for the Mevi'ei Bikurim, but they do not stand up for Talmid Chachamim. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Ba'avin, Bo'rei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shato. See from this how great a mitzvah is when it's done at its appropriate time. Sharei Mipneihem Omdim, when it comes to Mevi'ei Bikurim, or bringing the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim, there is a requirement to be Mevatel Mimelacha and to stand up for these people. Pnei Talmid Chachamim Ein Omdim. For Talmid Chachamim, they don't stand up, right? For the Torah itself, for the Talmid Chachamim, you don't have to stand up. Yet for a mitzvah B'Shato, you have to stand up when they bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. So as Mar says, it's almost shiny autumn. Maybe not. Maybe the reason over there you have to stand up in the V.A. Bikurim is the Imkain Nimseta Tamach Shilam Lati Davo. Because if you didn't stand up this time, they would be dissuaded from bringing Bikurim the next time. And this was a way to encourage them to make the effort and to make the trip to come to bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim. If they didn't stand up, if they didn't give them a warm greeting, they may not come again. So maybe the institution of standing up has nothing to do with mitzvah b'shato. It has to do with the takanas b'chamin that we didn't want the people to feel slighted or not feel like they were getting their appropriate kavod for the effort that they expended to get to Yerushalayim. Amamar, Yachlo Yamod Mipanav v'Beit HaKiseh v'Beit HaMarchatz. We went to see yesterday, right? That the possibility that you would have to stand up in the bathhouse and in the bathroom. Hello? What do you mean? Maybe you do have to. Who says you don't have to? Baha Rab Chiyah HaVayotiv V'Maschuta. Chiyah was sitting in the bathhouse. V'cholif V'azal Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. Shimon, the son of Rebbe, passed by in front of the bathhouse. Lo Kami Kamei. Rab Chiyah didn't get up. V'ifid. Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe was upset. He was offended, affronted. Batav Amar Le'Lavua. He went back, told his father, Rabbi. Shnei Chumshim Shanitilo B'Sefer Tehillim. I taught him either two-fifths of Sefer Tehillim, or the Tosfos brings down the possibility, and he divides up that Tehillim is divided up into five Sfarim, right? And each of the Sfarim ends with the word Amen, except for the last one. So there are five Sfarim, and I taught him two out of the five Sfarim of Tehillim. So he says, "Velo amad mi panai," and he didn't stand up for me. But two, another story, Bar Kapara. Again, we're sitting in the bathhouse. So again, Rabbi Shimon Barabi passed by the bathhouse, but he didn't stand up. Again, he was affronted, offended. He comes back to Rabbi and says, "What's going on here?" I taught him two-thirds of a third of Sefer Vayikra, right, of the Mitzvah Shalakha on Sefer Vayikra. I taught him a ninth, two-ninths of Sefer Vayikra. Again, he didn't stand up. So Rabbi says, "Well, maybe he's being Meher." He was thinking about, Rabbi says it in a nice way. He says, maybe he was thinking about the things that you taught him. But that's not so, it doesn't have to be that way. He could have been thinking of any Torah that he was saying, but he was occupied. He was preoccupied. He didn't notice, see, that you were there. So that, the Gemara says, shaving my hair. So the reasoning is what? That he was preoccupied with the Torah. Allah hachizo. I mean, had it not been that, you wouldn't have to stand up. Where it says, Lokasho, right? Ha brevate gavai, ha brevate barai. Now there's a difference between where you are in the bathhouse. If you're in the inner part of the bathhouse where people are not closed, then there's no hadar there. Then the standing up doesn't make any sense. Ha brevate gavai, when you're in barai, when you're in the outer areas of the bathhouse where people are still dressed, or partially dressed, there's still an Indian of kavod to stand up. Because of what Shaul asked, right? In that you're allowed to be maher and divrei Torah in any place except for the bathhouse and the bathroom. So over here, how could Rabbi suggest that they were being meharher in Torah? So is it there, right? So maybe it's exactly the answer we just gave. The requirement not to be maher in Torah is only in the outer parts of the, in the inner parts, I'm sorry, of the Beit HaMerchatz, Beit HaKiseh, where people are not dressed appropriately. Whereas in the outer areas, one could be Meharer, and that'd be the same answer. The same reason you could be Meharer B'Torah is the same reason you have to be required to give Hidur in the outer bathhouse. I says, well, maybe no proof from here. Dilma, don't say shiny. Yes, he wasn't supposed to be limping Meharer and Torah, but he was overcome with this. He was thinking about the sugya before he got there, and he was overcome with those thoughts, and he couldn't control his thoughts. So he was thinking, even inside, or even in the inappropriate place, he was still Meharer and Torah. So that's not a raya that it was the difference between Gavai and Barai. But despite that, it seems to be, or that there should be such a difference of Hidur in the outer areas of the bathhouse versus in the inner areas of the bathhouse. So why it says, Yoko Yatsimeinav, right, Kimishalo Ro'u. So he said, maybe he'll close his eyes if he didn't see him and he won't have to stand up. It says, Atu Brishias Kinen. Hey, wait, we're talking about Rishayim here, that they, what, they close their eyes and pretend they didn't see their Rebbe. So, Ella, Yoko Yatsimeinav, Mikamit Lamate Isman Chiyuva. When are you obligated to stand up? Only when he's within Dalet Amot. So what are you going to do? You're going to close your eyes before he gets to the Dalet Amot. So the Chiyuv is never a foul on the individual because he closes his eyes before the point that the Chiyuv would be he would be engaged in the chiyuv. Chimat is van chiyuv, alo kozilim. The time that he's in is van chiyuv, he doesn't see him anymore. To kaim is kanai, then you have to stand up for him. Tamalomar. Takum v'yereita. Right, so that what? You have to be fear of Hashem. Hashem knows what your intentions are. Hashem knows that you're only closing your eyes to prevent yourself from having to come into this chiyuv. That's not, I mean, that's not sufficient. That's not a tour for standing up or giving respect to those who pass by. Satano, Izu Kima Shish Bahidur. What is classified or what is considered standing up that gives Hidur? I mean, that does always have to stand up, or is there standing up that gives Hidur? So Rimoyer is the Dalad Amot. So we've been mentioning this time point, once he's in the Dalad Amot of the individual, then it's only considered a Hidur, right? Once you're in the Dalad Amot, why is it a Dalad Amot? Because it's Nikar Shibishvilo Amat. It's clear that you're standing up for this individual. Within Dalad Amot, right, then it's clear, it's obvious that you're standing up for this individual. So Amar Abai Lo Amar No Barbo Sheinu Muvhak. That's only when it's your Rebbe that's in a Muvhak. Abal Barbo Muvhak Milo Einav. When it comes to your Rebbe Muvhak, you have to stand up, even Milo Einav. As soon as you see him, as soon as he's within your vision, you have to stand up for him. So you can say one of two things. One is that by Rebbe Muvhak, the reason to stand up is not simply Hidur, right? It's not just to give respect, right? It's not just to give respect, which would have to be within Dalad Amot, but even from a further distance, it's for the Talmid, not necessarily for everybody to see him giving Kavod, or for the Rebbe to see him giving Kavod. The Talmid's right. Like you were suggesting, Ema, or the proper approach to your Rebbe, move up. You gotta stand as soon as you see him, right? That's one possibility. The other possibility is that when it comes to a regular Rebbe, the reason to stand up is for others to see you standing up. So that's only obvious within Dalad Amot. Right? The other, when it comes to Rebbe Muvhak, it's so that your Rebbe knows you stand up. The Rebbe can see that you stood up. He can see you from far away. Everybody else won't know why you stood up, but the Rebbe will know that you stood up, and that's appropriate when it's your Rebbe's Rebbe Muvhak. So the question of why you have to stand up Miloy Nav can be either Mitzad HaTalmid or still Mitzad HaRebbe. Right, so then, Abaye, Mechicha, Chosele, Udne, the Chamad, the Rav Yosef. As soon as he saw the ear of the donkey that Rav Yosef was riding on, Ati Avikoyim, he would stand up. One time he was riding a donkey. He was riding along the banks of Narasagya. Yati from Misharshi Rabbanim Idach. He said, Misharshi and the other Rabbanim on the other bank of the river. Lo kamu kame. They didn't stand up. Right? Amar lohu velo rab muvhakana. I mean, don't I qualify for rab muvhak? You guys have to get up as soon as you see me from far away. Amar lei lavadatin. So we didn't, this is very interesting, the way Rashi formulates, he says, Lo niskarnu lamod shayinu tzurudim. We didn't remember to get up because we were involved in our halakha. He could have just said, if I was to put Rashi down, I would have formulated that I knew to redeem the limdim. We were preoccupied, so we didn't stand up. What is this Lo niskarnu lamod? We didn't remember to stand up. We forgot the halakha. Because we were so involved in what we were doing, we forgot the halakha. It's an interesting formulation that Rashi puts together over here. It's also interesting just to note that here, the Gemara here, as well as yesterday, that many of the Chachamim were ifrit, that they had some kapeda, they were affronted or offended when people didn't stand up at the appropriate time. We saw when they were pouring the drinks yesterday when they were acting as the butlers. So again, where Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe and here Rav Yosef again, felt that it was inappropriate that the Talmidim didn't stand up in these instances. It's possible. I'm just saying it's just interesting that there was such a hakbada. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Minan Zakein, Shlo Yatriach, Tamlein Zakein Biareta. Amar Rabbi Nakhtina, right? So we said that the Zakein also has to try to go the long way, or try to avoid causing people to have to stand up. Right, Nakhtina, Di Makif Chayin. That there's Mesora, right? That a person who goes around, Etamar Chokhom, who avoids having people stand up, Chayin, he's Marech Yomim. Abai Makif, Rabbi Zera Makif, Rabbi used to go around, Rabbi Zera used to go around. Ravina, Rabbi Yotzi, Tamid, Rabbi Yirmiyah Medifti. So Ravina was standing, sitting before, learning before Rabbi Yirmiyah Medifti. Chalav Hau Gavra Kamei. This person passed by and his head wasn't covered. Amar Kamachotziv Hagabro. This guy's a Machutzuf. He's passing before Tamachotziv, he doesn't cover his head. Maybe he comes from the city of Matamachsi, the Gisei Barabonon. They used to sing their Rabbanon all the time, so they feel so comfortable with their Rabbanon that they don't feel like they have to give an additional kavod. You see here, it's interesting again that, first of all, they might have been going around with Gili Rosh. Right? And number two is that there's some form of kabbal to be mechaseh the rosh when you approach the Talmud Chacham. So again, so this, the Rambam, we learned this, on the Shadduff and Shabbos and Laman Aleph. Rav Huna, right, used to cover, he wouldn't walk Dalai Amos without a covering. Because, he says that the Shekhinah is above me. So when it's formulated the halacha, the Rambam codifies this halacha and says, Talmidei Chachamim don't go around Megillah. So the Rambam codifies it as a din in Talmidei Chachamim is over here. On the other hand, the Mechaber, when he codifies it, brings it down, and he brings down that everybody, right? Nobody goes around Megillah Rosh. Only later on, unless the Mishnah Berurah, but the Taz and others may say that it's no longer a din of Minog, now it became a Nisur, meaning that it became a full-fledged dino, I mean dina that people have to cover their head. So, as originally, as the Rambam codifies it as simply Talmidei Chachamim, the Mechaber codifies it as a quote-unquote, according to Achronim, Minat Tov, that everybody covers their head. And then the Taz says, well, once it developed, then it became a inyana dino, that one must cover their heads when they walk around. And you see this from this Gemara over here, that there were people passing by with uncovered heads. Right, that's when Rabuna came through a Kista, where they have to be married, right? Only when you're married, you covered your head. Right, so again, would suggest that not everybody had their heads covered. Correct. So each of you who are married, may say about Takom, a physical seva b'mashmas. Each of you as the general principle that you stand up for anybody who's of age, right? You stand up. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan, Allah ki isi ben Yehuda. Allah is like isi ben Yehuda. You stand up for anyone who's elderly." Rabbi Yochanan, Avakai, Kamei Sabi de'am Armai. Rabbi Yochanan used to stand up for non-Jewish elderly. Amar Kama Harpatke Adu Alayu Dehani. So what's Harpatke? Harpatke is Mikra'ot V'tzerot, Rashi says. Ro Nisim Harbei Moftim. Again, an interesting formulation by Rashi. They've gone through so many things, so many experiences, so many, you know, painful things that have happened, and they've seen Nisim U'Moftim. So these are life experiences, enough of a reason to stand up for such individuals. That's what they, Rabbi Yochanan, to stand up. Rabbi himself did not stand up. He gave some sort of kavod, right, that he acknowledged them somehow. Either he, you know, not get up totally, but he, you know, put himself forward, lifted himself a little bit to show the kavod to these elderly. Abaye, Rashi brings two interpretations, right? So we'll go with the one that he accepts anyway, he thinks the other one's not good, which is that he used to give out his hand. He used to put his arm out, right, so that the elderly could rest on his arm, you know, that they could nishan alav while he was walking by. If the elderly needed help, he used to put his arm up so that they could rest on him. So Rashi has an alternative explanation, which says it the other way around, that they used to rest on the on others, you know, on the elderly when they went by. But and he rejects that. Rava Meshader Shluchei, Rava didn't give his hand, but he would send his, the people who were Mesharet them, to go help. If he saw elderly walk by, he said, go help them, make sure that they're okay going by. Rav Nachma and Meshader Guzai. So Guzai are, which is very interesting, Sarisim. Right, they were the eunuchs that worked for him. So you tell me the fanab who says Sar Khatana Nasi. Because he was a Sar, because he was the son-in-law of the Nasi, and he was an Abbezdin. Therefore he had people who were Mishuratim who were always around him. And therefore, who would service him, would go, you know, hit people, didn't listen to him, would, you know, execute on his behalf. So he used to send them to help out the elderly. Amar, Ilab Torah. So Jesus, Rav Nachman himself did not do it, because he didn't feel, he felt it was inappropriate to cover the Torah for him himself to help out the elderly. So he helped his Mishartim, those that came along, because he said it was a giyah for the Torah. He says that if Torah, if I didn't have Torah, then there's a Nachman's, there are a dime a dozen out there. Why am I Rav Nachman? What changes my status? The fact that I am, right, the Talmud Chacham, that I have Torah. And that classifies or puts me in a category where there's a certain amount of kavod that has to be extended because I have the Torah. Otherwise, I'd just be like anybody else out there. I have a similar, right, Gemara Tzavkim has a similar story, but Rav Yosef, right, Rav Yosef used to make a special party every Shavuot. He used to make a special Yom Tov, he says, because he loved, right, he loved high. It wasn't for Shavuot, it wasn't for the Kabbalah Torah. I said, right, Kama Yossi, Mesuka, right? How many Rav Yosefs would there be walking around this show? I mean, what makes us unique is the Torah. So you have to give the certain amount of Kabbalah. So then, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Ein, Tamar Chacham Rashai Lamod Mipnei Rabbo, Hela Shachrit Ve'arvit. A Tamar Chacham cannot stand up for his Rebbe except morning and night. Today, Shiloh Kvodo Rubo Mikvod Shamayim, that his kavod can't be more than, right, Kvod Shamayim. We only stand up twice, so we only, right, be Mikabel, Right, Pnei Ashchina twice, Shachrit ve'Arvit. It's interesting, I don't know how, right. It's easy to say Mincha and Arviva come together, it's a, you know, it's like a unit together, or Shachrit Arvit means Shachrit and Mincha, and Arvit is Rishut, meaning that that's really what it means here. Morning and afternoon, morning and evening is Shachrit ve'Mincha. Anyway, one only approaches or gives kavod to the Shemayim twice a day, acknowledges the Kavod Shemayim, so you can't be acknowledged as Rebbe more than Kavod Shemayim.
So that's it.
Right, so Tosus qualifies the statement. It's very interesting. Tosus qualifies the statement. He says, near the Farish, the din zeno noeg el ba'otam advarim b'beit harav. It only applies to people who live in with the Rebbe, or they live in the base of Medrash. The mistama amdu shachrit v'arvit. So it's clear that, or people would know that they stood up shachrit v'arvit. So it's not, the people know when they don't stand up already, it's because they've already stood up. But talmidim achirim chayvim lamod afilu me'a pa'amim b'yom. Like what you're saying, Shul. That it's got to be, there's a kavod Torah. Why? Because shem yirei acher v'yachshadim. Maybe other people will see them and they say they're not giving proper kavod Torah. So that they have to stand up more than twice, even 100 times they'll have to stand up. But afilu darim shebeit harav nami. And so it says, even those that live by the base medrash are there. In panim chazosut magiim. If there's new people there, they got to stand up again because those people aren't aware of the fact that they stood up earlier. So this idea that you only have to stand up twice, again, it's only within the context where it's obvious that one is already given Kvod HaTorah. Right? But if you didn't, or it's not obvious it's given Kvod HaTorah, then you have to repeat it numerous times to ensure that there is such a Kvod HaTorah. Meitvei. Right, so again, you have to say the same thing again, right? The Tosus again references back to the Tosus on the previous Amud, that over here you have to say, in Roshai, in Ochayav. Right, that a person is not Roshai, is not Chayav, like he mentioned before. It may be, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Minayin Zaken Shelo Yatriach. I know that a Zaken shouldn't cause the people to go, Tamil Omer Zaken Be'ereta. V'yamar Tashachvit V'arvit Bilvad, Amaylo Nitrach. Hey, what do you mean? Why shouldn't he do it? Chiyuvo! If they have to stand up twice, they're obligated to stand up twice, let him go! Because then they'll stand up. Elav kulilom. Right, it must be that, no, that they have to stand up all day. No, the olam shachar evi bilvad, they don't have to stand up twice a day. Afilu afi, kama d'efshar le'elo nitrach. Despite the fact that the obligation is only twice a day, he should try to ensure that people don't have to be nitrach, that they don't have to get up all the time for him. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Chacham does not get up in front of his Rebbe. It's Nikar Rashah. It's the opposite before we saw, which is right. The Tamil Chacham will prevent others from getting up. Is Marech Yamim here? The Rebbe is not Marech Yamim. But Talmudo Mishtakach. He forgets that what he's learned. Shneamar. The Tov Lo Yeh the Rashah. The Lo Yerech Yamim Katzel. It will be no good for the Rashah. His days will be short, like the shadow that goes away. Asher Enenu Yerei. Because he doesn't fear before Hashem. Mora zu en yodemahu. What does that mean, Mora? What does it mean here? Shalom, every areita melukecha. When it says, areita melukecha by vetarta benezakein, are you Mora zu kima? I know that what's the Mora we're talking about here? It's talking about getting up. Right? Wait a minute. You say areita melukecha, right? Don't we have other places where there is such a thing as mora, right? That we see such a term. Morat ribit, morat mishkalot. What about the fear of? It says by ribit and by mishkalot, which is not clear what it says over there, right? Rashi says, oh, it also says, right? Yeah, but it doesn't say yirah over there. That's the problem. There is no obvious yirah. So that's Tosus asks over here. He says, "Kasher lo matinim shum makom dechtiv be mora behedja." There is no mora behedja written by mishkalot. So yesh gorsim mishkalot. Some people are going to mishkalot. Why? Because where is bereita melotecha? Bifnei ve'elot iten mishkal ve'areita melotecha. So there is written. So bifnei ve'elot iten mishkal ve'areita. Yesh gomar. That's what. There's a difference. The other possibility is that the connection, Rav Yitzchak explains that there's a connection, there's a smichud aparshiyut over there between Amalek, at the end of Parshat Kitetze, between Mishkalot and Amalek. And over there it says that if you do not do the Mishkalot, you don't keep tzedek, justice in doing the Mishkalot, then Amalek will come on you. And what does it say by Amalek? The Lo Yarei Elokim, that they do not fear God. So you see, What is the result? What's the midah connected midah of not keeping mishkalot? Is below yirei elukim. So that's the ira that's mentioned by mishkalot. So you can keep the gears this way. All right. So it says Rabbi Lazar pnei gamar, because it says over here it says dichtiv inu yirei milifnei elukim. Right, and then it says v'hardata pnei zakein. So that's where he left it. You know, that's Zeri Shalom. Right, exactly. So now, additional Tosfos asks again: if you say it's lifnei yiver lo titen mechshol v'reit melekecha, then you run into a problem because lifnei yiver also has the term lifnei. So Tosfos says that it's clear that to distinguish between pnei Hashem and the amida pnei zakein, right, is that there's some sort of equivalence that we've seen before between standing up for Talmud Chacham and pnei Hashem versus lifnei yiver lo titen mechshol. That pnei doesn't seem to have any relevance to, right, amida or pnei. So he says because of that, there's more obvious or compared to, right, exactly. You would compare to this one. Yibaylohu b'no v'hu rabbo. His son is his rebbe. Right, so we had this, we had this case before. Remember with Rami Bar Yecheskel and his son Yehuda corrected his father Yecheskel. So over there, Yehuda was his son, and yet he was his Rebbe. Hey, Mao, ulamod mpne aviv. Do you have to stand up before his father? So here, does someone who's his father's Rebbe, does he have to stand up for him? Tashma. Tamale Shmuel the Rabbi Yehuda Shinina. And this is the case before. Shmuel said, Rabbi Yehuda Shinina, the son of Yecheskel, kumi kame avuch. Stand up for your father. So he says he has to stand up for his father, even though Rabbi Yehuda was his father's Rebbe. Because he corrected him, we saw that he was teaching him stuff. Nevertheless, he says, Shmuel says, stand up for your Rebbe. Shani Rebbe Yecheskel, the Baal Ma'asim Hava. I don't know, the words doesn't define what this is, but he was a Baal Ma'asim. I don't know if that means that he's a Baal Chesed or that he was a Baal Mofet. He was someone who was of stature. He had a stature. But beyond just being the father of Rebbe Yehuda, he had other status that would require Rebbe Yehuda to stand up. So I feel my Shmuel now becoming that even my Shmuel himself would stand up before Yecheskel. Hello, my Kamarlei. So then what was he saying to him? Stand up. Everybody stood up for him. Why did he say him? Haki Kamarlei. Zimnin da'ati machurai. There's sometimes that he comes from behind me. Kum at mikamei. Veloti chash likra didi. Don't worry about my kavod. So again, I think you can interpret this one of two ways, which is either that if his father was coming in, Shmuel and his father were coming at the same time, he says, you don't have to stand up for me, just stand up for your father. So it shows, right, kavod towards your father. So don't worry about my kavod, and just when he comes in after me, you stand up for him and not for me. The other possibility is that they were, right, learning together, and his father approaches from behind, and he says, don't worry about my kavod that we're learning, you can stand up for your father when he comes in, so it won't be offensive. So by the who, so now the other way around. B'novu rabo, ma'ushamot aviv mipanav. Right, what about the other way around? If the son is the Rebbe, does the father have to stand up for the son? In this instance, does Yecheskel have to stand up for his son, Rabbi Yehuda? Right, Tashma. Dam Rabbi Shu ben Levi, ani, eini kedai lamod mipnei b'ni. Shu ben Levi says, I shouldn't have to stand up before my son. El b'shum kvod beit nasi. Except for the fact, what? That he is married. He's married to the nasi, and therefore I have to stand up. Taima da'ana rabbe. The reasoning over here is what? That I am his Rebbe. Ha'iu Rabbi, my, but had he been my Rebbe, kamina kamei, I would have to stand up before him. So Mark says, no, this is what he meant. Talking to Mark. Ani eni kedai lamod mipnei b'ni, ha'afilu Rabbi, even if he's my Rebbe, da'anavuah, because I'm his father. And a father doesn't stand up for a son. Except in this case, it's an exception. I do stand up for Mishum Kvod Beit Nasi. Since he's married into the, right, the royal family, he's married into the, like the exarch. So therefore, I have to stand up for him because of the kavod and nasi, not because he's my Rebbe. Or not because even if he was my Rebbe, I would have to stand up for him because I'm his father. Yibayluhu. Gemara has a question here. Now, Rachul Kmalech Tamiyodo. What happens if the Rebbe is traveling? Say he's riding a horse, riding a donkey, and he's somewhere on a wagon. Is there a requirement to stand up or not in that instance? Why? Because the Rebbe is stationary. He's not moving, really. He's sitting in his location. Wherever he is, he's sitting, so maybe you have to stand up. Or do we look at him as an extension of the wagon or the animal that's moving, and it's as if he is walking, and therefore you'd have to stand up for him? So Rabbi Tashma, very case here. May Yoshev Tachar Alilan, V'Tahor Omeid. So it's a din in Nigayim, right, that a Mitzora mitame, right? We have a generally that a mitzora is mitame ba'ohel, just like a mace is mitame ba'ohel. But that is only true, right, if the mitzora is sitting, yoshev, if he's stationary and sitting. So therefore, if tame yoshev, takara ilan, the Torah made, and the tahor is standing under the same tree, they're ma'ayel on both of them, then he's tame, because the mitzora is sitting. Tame yomeid, takara ilan. If the mitzora is standing under the ilan, batar yoshev, then he is tahor. Meim yashava tamei, then if while they're still there, the tamei sits down. Hatahor tamei, again he's tamei, because, what, in all these instances, when the mitzora is stationary sitting down, that causes him to be tamei. B'chein, this is the proof that we need here. B'chein be'evin amnugat. What's the din of an evin nugat? Din of an evin nugat is exactly the same thing that an evin, a stone of a house that had nigayim, right, when you remove the stone and take it out, it has the same din of being tamei be'ohel. Right, so now what happens if someone's carrying the stone? And then he walks under a tree. Right? What happens if he walks under a tree carrying the stone? Right now, where do we consider it? If he's carrying it under the tree, do we consider it that the stone is stationary? Right? It's considered your shave, because it's on the person, it's not moving, and therefore it'll be metamei tachalilan. Or do we consider it that he is moving? So the Gemara says here, it's right. It's the same din. Chayin evin amnugat. Chayin evin amnugat sounds like what? That a person is carrying it underneath, right? Then he's not tahor. I mean, as long as he's walking, then there's no problem here. So you see what? That the evin amnugat has the same din as the person who is moving. So he says this: Amar Rav Nachman bar Koyin, zot omeret b'chov k'machalek tami. That one who's riding is equivalent to moving. That we look at the person who's carrying him, the person who's carrying the amnugat, or for the object that's touching the ground, will determine what the for the person is stationary moving. So that's the case over here too, because Rabbi is riding on a wagon or riding a horse, it's as if he's moving and you have to stand up for him. So he goes, Ibailu, Mahu, Lamod Mipnei, Sefer Torah. Right? Is there a din? What's the din? Do you have to stand up for a Sefer Torah? Rav Chilkiya, Rav Simon, Rav Elazar, Amrei, Kal v'chomer. Mipnei lo mde omdim, Mipnei lo shakoshikein. You stand up for those that learn Torah. So, Chachamim, certainly you have to stand up for the Sefer Torah. It's Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavde, Rabbi Yatvei, was sitting down. Call the buzzer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. He came home, he came. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba was passing by. They stood up for him. Amalu, Chado, that's when Chachami. First of all, you guys are Talmid HaChachamim. I'm a Chaver. I don't know if that means I'm a Baal Bas, or I'm just, I'm a regular guy. Both, Klum Torah, Omeret Bnei Lomdeh. How could it be? You guys are engaged in learning Torah. How could it be that you're going to stand up for me, who's passing by, who's only Lomdeh? So, Sabalak, Rabbi Lazar, right? He says, Zeot like Rabbi Lazar. Don't Rabbi Lazar, ain't a Chacham, Rashay, Lamodim, Kei Rabob, Shashu, Seik, Torah. That Talmud Chacham is not going to stand up for his Rebbe while he's learning. Why? Because what's the whole reason that you give kavod to the Talmid Chacham is because the Torah they learned? It's all kavod haTorah. So if you're already learning Torah, it'll be a b'giah in the kavod haTorah to stop learning and to stand up for lomdeh. So that's not like a law by a curse. All those who listen to this position of Rabbi Lazar, he felt that, well, that was the other way around. It was that you still, even when you were learning Torah, you still had to stand up for the Rebbe, you still had to give kavod to the Rebbe, even though, right, the Torah itself is what gives kavod to the Talmid Chacham. Nevertheless, one has to stand up for his Rebbe and show proper kavod to the Torah. So the Pasuk says, V'hibitu acharei Moshe b'ol ha'ayela, that they used to look after Moshe until he reached his oil. Rabbi Abi, Rabbi Yisuf, now, Chadam Ar L'Gnai, Chadam Ar L'Shavach. Then when Bnei Yisrael used to look after Moshe, one of them says that was a positive attribute, one says it was a negative attribute. Chadam Ar L'Gnai, Kid'ita. One says it was negative, Kid'ita. The Gemara doesn't tell what it is, but it's based on the Medrash, right? That what was the Davar Maguna? That they didn't want to be Mefarsim, which says that when they used to go out, they used to watch and they said, oh, look how thick his calves are. Look how big his neck is. It's all ours, man. He's eating well. He's living well off of us. So that was it. They were looking negatively at Moshe. They were standing after him. They were being machine on him. So that's a negative formulation. That what? Amar Rav Dimi Dimin Haifa Chacham Over Omein Lufnav Dalat Amot Kevin Shabar Dalat Amot Yushay. Generally, when a Talmid Chacham passes, you stand up for the what is it within Dalat Amot, and then within the Dalat Amot has passed. I mean, that four Amot coming to you, four Amot once he's passed you, then he sits down because that's considered Hidur. Yushay Av Beis Din. When it comes to Av Beis Din, Over Omein Lufnav Loein Av. That what? When you passes by, you stand. And once you can see him, but once he's Dadamo past you, then you sit down. Nasi, when it comes to Nasi, the Nasi is past you, stand up for him from as soon as you see him. And you don't sit until he gets to his place. That's exactly this. Moshe was the Nasi, and the reason the people were looking after Moshe was to see when he sat down, because they just stood up. They stayed standing until Moshe reached his location. So this is the idea, or the kavod. They were giving the appropriate kavod towards Moshe Rabbeinu, that they had to stand up. Once they, from the time they saw him until the time he reached his destination, they had to stand up.